Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Shelve. I hope you had a great weekend. I know I did. And these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Patrick Mahomes threw three touchdowns in his Kansas City Chiefs, defeating the Bills 38-24 yesterday, punching their ticket to Super Bowl 55. Mahomes improving his postseason record to an impressive 6-1, the only blemish being a loss in the 2018 AFC Championship game versus New England. He's trying to lead the franchise to repeat as Super Bowl champions for the first time since the Patriots in 2003-2004. Patrick, does this upcoming game mean more since it's going to be against Tom Brady?
I mean, the Super Bowl is the Super Bowl. Being able to go up against one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback of all time in his 150th Super Bowl, I mean, it's going to be a great experience for me. I mean, to go out there and have a chance to repeat and get to do it against the best, I mean, it's something special, and I'm excited for the opportunity. That the job's not finished. When we went into the season, we weren't talking about going to the Super Bowl. We were talking about winning it again, and we're trying to run it back, and we mean that, and I'm excited for the opportunity to go out there and play against a great football team and try to do that.
KC Pro Bowl tight end Travis Kelce had 13 receptions for 118 yards. That's the most catches in a league or conference championship game in NFL history. It's also the most by a Chiefs player ever in a playoff game. As for the Bills, even though their impressive season came to an end, quarterback Josh Allen knows they're going to be better from this experience.
Hats off to them. It's a heck of a team. They had a heck of a game plan going into it. We didn't execute, and I didn't execute how I should have. I didn't perform well enough for this team. And when you're going against the reigning Super Bowl champs who are 15-1 and the number one seed at Arrowhead, and you don't have your A game, you're not going to win the game. And it's going to fuel us. You know, and I got no doubt in my mind that we will be back. You know, this is a team that fought hard to the end, a team that loves each other. And, you know, we're still young and we're only going to get better.
Over in the NFC, history was made as the Buccaneers will become the first team to ever play a Super Bowl in their home stadium after upsetting the top-seeded Packers 31-26. Tom Brady threw three touchdowns and three picks during his squad's third straight road playoff win. TB12 is now going to start his NFL record 10th Super Bowl contest. Tom does not care about piling up more records. He is happy, however, for the entire Bucs organization.
You know, for me, I don't think about what it means for me. I do think about what it means for everyone else. And it's an amazing achievement for BA. I'm so happy for him. The staff he put together, Coach Bowles, what Byron's done, what Keith's done. And, you know, the whole coaching staff's put us in a great position for us to go out there and do our jobs well. It's a tough journey to get here. So to go on the road and win a, you know, another road playoff game is just a great achievement. And, you know, now home Super Bowl for the first time in NFL history, I think puts a lot of cool things in perspective. Anytime you're the first time doing something, it's usually a pretty good thing. So now we just got to go, you know, have a great 2 weeks, prepare for whoever it is, and, you know, be ready to go.
The Buccaneers are making their second Super Bowl appearance in franchise history, denying Aaron Rodgers his opportunity to compete for his second Lombardi Trophy. Rodgers was asked after the game, what does his future in Green Bay look like?
A lot of guys' futures that are, you know, uncertain, you know, myself included. That's what's sad about it most. Getting this far, obviously there's going to be an end to it at some point, whether we make it past this one or not, but just the uncertainty is tough, and the finality of it all. There's a lot of unknowns going into this offseason now, and I'm gonna have to take some time away for sure and clear my head and just kind of see what's going on with everything. But it's pretty tough right now.
NFL Network, of course, will have you covered the next 2 weeks with all the latest news on the Bucs and Chiefs leading up to Super Bowl Sunday in Tampa on February 7th. For a full recap of all of yesterday's conference championship games delivered with a touch of humor, please download the Around the NFL podcast with our four heroes. Well, those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Hope you have a great day, everybody. I'm Will Selva.